Hi, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Jerusalem. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Thursday, the 29th of July, and it is the 20th of Av on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our Torah portion, our parsha, is called Ekev, which means consequence. And today's reading will be the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah. It is Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12 through 11 and verse 9. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment, as we usually do, and thank God and bless Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the mitzvot of the Lord and His statutes that I am commanding you today for your own good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong the heavens and the highest of heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Only on your fathers did the Lord set His affection to love them, and He chose their descendants after them, you, from all the peoples, as is the case to this day. Circumcise the foreskin of your heart, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any more. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awesome God, who does not show partiality or take a bribe. He enacts justice for the orphan and widow, and loves the outsider, giving him food and clothing. Therefore love the outsider, for you were once outsiders in the land of Egypt. The Lord your God you will fear, Him will you serve, to Him will you cling, and by His name you will swear. He is your praise, and He is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you like the stars of the heavens in number. Therefore you are to love the Lord your God and keep His charge, His statutes, His ordinances, and His mitzvot at all times. And you should know this day that it was not your children who knew or saw the discipline of the Lord your God, His greatness, His mighty hand, and His outstretched arm, His signs and the deeds He did in the midst of Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what He did to the army of Egypt, to its horses and chariots, when He made the waters of the sea of reeds flow over them as they chased after you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day. What He did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what He did to Dathan and Aviram, sons of Eliab, son of Reuven, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, along with their households and tents and every living thing that followed them, in the midst of all Israel. Rather, it is your own eyes that have seen every mighty deed that the Lord has done. Therefore, you are to keep the whole mitzvah that I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong and go in and possess the land that you are crossing over to possess, and so that you may prolong your days on the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers and to their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. That was Deuteronomy 10:12 through 11:9. Today's portion from the prophets will be Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 24 through 49. Then he led me toward the south, and behold, there was a gate toward the south. He measured its pillars and its porches. They had the same measurements. The gate in its porch had windows all around, like the other windows, 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its stairway had 7 steps, and its porches were in front of them. It had palm trees on its pillars, one on this side and another on that side. There was a gate to the inner court toward the south. He measured from gate to gate toward the south, 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court through the south gate. When he measured the south gate, it had the same measurements. Its chambers, pillars, and porch had the same measurements. There were windows in it and the surrounding porch. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. There were porches all around, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. Its porch was toward the outer court. Palm trees were on its pillars. Its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me into the inner court toward the east. He measured it with the same measurements. Its chambers, pillars, and porch had the same measurements. There were windows in it and in its surrounding porch. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its porch was toward the outer court. Palm trees were on its pillars on this side and on that side. Its stairway had 8 steps. He brought me to the north gate. He measured it with the same measurements. Its chambers, pillars, and porch. There were windows in it all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its pillars were toward the outer court. Palm trees were on its pillars, on this side and on that side. Its stairway had 8 steps. A chamber with its entry was by the pillars at the gates. There they rinsed the burnt offering. In the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side and 2 tables on that side, on which to slaughter the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering. Off to the side, on the outside, as one goes up to the entry of the north gate, were 2 tables. On the other side of the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were on one side, and 4 tables were on the other side, by the side of the gate, 8 tables on which they would slaughter. There were 4 tables of hewn stone for the burnt offering, 1.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1 cubit high. The instruments for the slaughter of the burnt offering and the sacrifice were laid on them. Hooks 1 handbreadth long were fastened in the house all around. The flesh of the offering was to be placed upon the tables. Outside the inner gate, in the inner court, were chambers for the singers, one of which was at the side of the north gate, facing south. The one at the side of the east gate faced north. He said to me, "This chamber that faces toward the south is for the Kohanim who keep charge of the house. The chamber that faces toward the north is for the Kohanim who keep charge of the altar." These are the sons of Tzadok, those from the sons of Levi who come near to the Lord to minister to him. Then he measured the court. It was 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide, a square. The altar was in front of the house. He brought me to the porch of the house. He measured each pillar of the porch, 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on that side. The width of the gate was 3 cubits on this side and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits and the width 11 cubits. It was ascended by way of steps, where pillars stood, one on each side. That was Ezekiel 40:24-49. And now our portion from the writings is 1 Chronicles 20. At the turn of the year, the season when kings go out to war, Joab led out the army and devastated the land of the Ammonites. He went and besieged Rabbah, while David remained in Jerusalem. Joab smote Rabbah and left it in ruins. David took the crown from the head of their king. Its weight was found to be a talent of gold, and it was set with precious stones, and it was placed on David's head. He took a vast amount of spoils from the city. Furthermore, he removed the people who were in it and set them to work with saws, sharp iron tools, and axes. Thus he did to all the Ammonite cities. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. Now it came about after this that war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. Then Sibekai the Hushathite struck down Sipai, one of the descendants of the Rephaim, and they were subdued. Again there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Yair, killed Lachmi, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear had a shaft like the weaver's beam. Once again there was a battle at Gath, where there was a man of great stature who had 24 fingers and toes, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. He too also descended from the giants. When he taunted Israel, Jonathan, son of Shimea, David's brother, struck him down. These were descendants of the giants in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and his servants. That was 1 Chronicles 20, and this leads us to our last portion for today, our portion from the Apostles, and it is 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, the Ruach clearly says that in latter times some will fall away from the faith, following deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the hypocrisy of false speakers whose own conscience has been seared. They forbid people to marry. They command people to abstain from foods that God created for the faithful to share with thanksgiving, having come to know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God and prayer. In pointing out these things to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Mashiach Yeshua, nourished in the words of the faith and the sound teaching that you've been following. But avoid godless myths and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself in godliness. For physical exercise has some benefit, but godliness is beneficial for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the one to come. Trustworthy is the saying, and deserving of complete acceptance. For to this end we work hard and strive. We have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who trust. Insist on these things and teach them. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but become an example of the faithful, in speech, in conduct, in love, in faithfulness, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to encouragement, and to teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying on of hands of the elders. Practice these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be clear to all. Give attention to yourself and your teaching. Persevere in these things, for in doing so you will save yourself and those who hear you. That was 1 Timothy chapter 4, and it wraps up today's readings. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading John 8, 1 through 30 also. Thank you for following along with us as we read the scriptures this year. I pray that you will be blessed and that the words of God will be rooted in your hearts and bear much fruit in your lives. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.